Well, they asked me, first of all, it was Doobie, the inning before. He asked me how I felt. I said, you know, I never felt as strong as I would like to because I've been under the weather the last 2 days. And that's not an excuse, but I didn't feel quite, you know, as strong. I haven't been eating right. I had very little to sleep. But I felt good enough to make pitches, and that's what I told them. I told them I feel good enough to still make pitches, and they trusted that and left me in there the last 2 innings. Okay. Yeah, that's all I could do for today. I don't feel like I saved anything. I did everything I could to beat those guys. You have to give them a lot of credit. You have to give Burnett a lot of credit for the kind of game he was able to pitch. And, you know, it's just a loss. I just don't see them beating us too often with just three runs or less.
Okay. And again, on the
eye. Yeah, Pedro, you emphasized a lot about the defense of the Yankees. Talk a little bit about the offense. You know, how much of a hard time did the Yankees offense give you today? Were you taken a little bit by surprise by your offense today?
No, to be honest, I don't think they were as good as they can be. They're a lot more than that offensively. But, you know, we pitch and we make pitches. And you know, sometimes when you pitch, hitting is going to be slow. And when you don't, hitters are going to take full advantage of it. When I made a couple of mistakes, I paid for them. Teixeira's home run, to me, seems like he hit a good pitch. I just had to tip my hat and kind of let it go. Matsui, I was disappointed because, first of all, maybe the pitch wasn't the one I probably would have chosen if I was to think again. But I was just into a groove and pitching and throwing pitches and, you know, just flip a curveball there and kind of paid for it.
What have you done to adjust as a pitcher from the last time you pitched in the World Series in 2004 against the Red Sox?
Well, I have been working a lot harder about mixing my pitches and hitting location really well, keeping the ball low, because I know I don't have that 95, 97 mile an hour fastball, at least not for now. And since I came back, I haven't had it. But, you know, I'm pleased with the way things are going, and I still feel like I can get people out, you know, with what I have. I think 90 to 93 sometimes is good enough to get it by anybody if you use your other pitches and know when to throw it. And as you saw today, I struck out a lot more batters than you probably expected. And I didn't really have to use, you know, that 97 mile an hour fastball that I used to have. But it's a game of adjustments, and I consistently adjust to whatever situation comes up.